We have one more speaker. Oh, there she is. Go ahead.
We do. Melanie, I tell you, during the hybrid conference, I received this letter from a woman that as I read her words, my heart just softened and just, I don't know, I was a puddle. And it's like, I've got to meet this lady. So we set up a Zoom meeting and I got to meet Melanie in person. It's like, you guys have got to meet her too. She is self-taught. She is a channel for her future counterpart, who is 7 years in advance of the Yael, and she is a conscious channel. And she's here with us today. And so, Melanie, I can't wait to hear what's going on and your presentation. Thanks so much for being here.
Oh, thank you so much, Sheila. Thank you for your beautiful, kind words. It's lovely to see you in this light. And I want to say that it is my absolute pleasure to be connecting with each of you in this way. And I thank you so much for choosing to be here for you. Now, in full transparency, I just wanted to share that today I won't be offering a slide presentation. And in fact, I have typed up notes that I'm reading directly from. And the reason for that is that I have been caring and giving my focus to a loved one that's actually been unwell and that has actually needed my attention. So I wanted to give that full transparency. And we've also had a very severe storms here overnight that is actually still taking place at present. So very little sleep, but I'm here in my as my authentic self and very excited to be of service in this way. So thank you for bearing with me as I read through and share my own process. I wish to welcome you, first of all, to what is my passion and excitement that is teaching humans to have their own open contact experiences with our galactic family, with nature, with the elemental beings, the mythical beings, and animal spirits. My heartfelt intention here today is to be the bridge for you to actually see how this is very possible, how it is natural, how it is tangible, beneficial for your everyday life and our natural way of being. What qualifies me to be your specialist guide in this area? Well, I am a hybridized human. I am here upon Earth as a preparer. I have been living in open contact consciously with my extraterrestrial family and Gaia since I was a young child. Now, to give you a little context as to what those experiences were like for me, and also to mention something that was very important, that I chose to be birthed into a family where there was a lot of dysfunction. There was a lot of disharmony. I experienced physical, mental, sexual abuse. And there was an absence of an expression of love within my family. I don't doubt that there was love there on some level, but it wasn't something that was expressed. What I am deeply grateful for is that I grew up on a property, on a large property. So that enabled me to, from a very young child, spend all of my time outside. And I found myself out on the earth, lying on the earth from a young age, shedding tears with Gaia, feeling her respond to me and speak back to me, reminding me, and any emotion that is coming up now is not coming from a place of sadness, but from me accessing these memories and this now before the process of integration. I remember lying there shedding my tears, lying on the earth and feeling her respond back to me, realizing that I could hear her and I was in communication with her. Her Gaia and her natural world reminding me that I am love itself, that I am peace itself, and it is something that can never be taken away from me, that I am joy, just as I feel the joy when I look at the natural world and the flowers that are blooming and the lily pads that are on the top of the dam. I am all of those things. So I started to realize from a very young age that I was always in communication with the earth. I found myself sometimes running from my pain out on the property and running, and also noticing that I was running with the wind at the same time, and I could feel the wind holding me and supporting me through what I was actually releasing as I was running. I would sit and talk to the trees. I had a couple in particular, and they would communicate back with me and share stories of other times, of other worlds, of poetry, and also riddles to remind me to that the lightness was always available in my heart. As I looked around at nature and saw how I was always in contact with all of it, I was also seeing then in the reflections of nature, my extraterrestrial family that were communicating with me through nature all the time, through the way the leaves moved in the tree, through the reflection that was in the water, through the sounds that came through the wind, just through the heartbeat itself in Gaia, was actually how I began to realize my gifts. And this is from a very, very young age. And this was a beautiful way of me being supported within the density that I actually chose to experience and enabling me, teaching me how I can support myself. What then happened is that I began to have very real open contact experiences from a young age where, and I still have very clear, vivid memory of two in particular beings that would walk past my bedroom window, that would turn and smile at me as they walked past. And I knew instantly, I could feel their energy, that they were coming to collect me. I also had no fear. To me, when I felt their energy and I saw them, there was an absolute heart resonance. There was no feeling of them being alien, being different, being strangers. I felt an instant resonance with these beings. So I had experiences that I remember to this now of physically being on board crafts, and also experiences that came from the astral state as well. I have memory of being schooled. Some of the schooling was a little more structured and in simulation type environments, and other of the schooling was more so playful. And I have a clear memory of a very broad range of galactic beings that, again, these beings felt very natural to me. I felt as if I could be myself wholly with them. And what I found difficult was communicating with humans in a way where I could be myself with them. So from a very young age, these types of experiences became more and more natural for me, and something that I started to begin that I needed to keep to myself, these experiences, as other family members weren't understanding and going into fear around what I was expressing. I used to have all sorts of funny experiences where I would wake up in the hallway, lying inside a cupboard, standing in front of the microwave in the kitchen, pressing buttons, lying on the floor in the lounge room, lying outside the back door. And it was thought to be a form of sleepwalking, but I actually knew different, that it was just me sometimes having a little trouble navigating myself back to my room. So as exciting as open contact is, and being in contact with these types of extraterrestrial beings, open contact truly begins within, in knowing thyself. How can we hope to have open contact with extraterrestrial beings when we don't know the recesses of our own inner universe and we aren't in communication with our Earth? It is truly, open contact truly begins in knowing thyself, as is anything that we're experiencing, whether it is the relationship that you were in, whether it is the job that you are at, whether it is the neighbor that is bothering you, whether it's the stranger in the car park. Each and every experience we are having is not about the experience itself, but it is an opportunity for you to know more of yourself. When you are in open, unconditional contact with yourself and your natural world, you will raise your frequency and open the door to be in further contact consciously with your higher self and thus your galactic family. As I've mentioned, it is an inside job. all humans are hybrid. We were born here on this beautiful earth. We are of this sacred earth. We aren't just connected to her. We are of her. She is our mother. Also, our DNA structure is deeply reflective and coded with our galactic lineage and that of the Oversoul. Therefore, open contact and communication with extraterrestrial beings, extra-dimensional beings, our family in this way, is one of the most natural ways of being for us. Now, I actually understand that we can have, and many of us do, have programming and negative beliefs, fractures of trauma that tell us otherwise about it being a natural process for us. But I will circle back to this. Why is open contact so relevant? It is an expansion, a natural evolution in humanity's consciousness. And again, as I said, in knowing thyself and being able to live as a multidimensional being. The method that I use to live daily in open contact to this now, I am in constant open contact with my relevant counterparts, with my higher guidance team, with my future self, with my hybrid children. The method that I use is astral projection. It is more than a method, it's actually the structure of our being to project, just as we are projecting our consciousness into this framework of reality. Astral projection is a true inner body experience. It is not an outer body experience. When astral projecting, you are attuning with all that you are. You are consciously attuning and aligning yourself, your third, fourth density perceiving mind, with your higher self version of you, that is always seated in the chair, so to speak, looking at the film strip and deciding which frame to focus on. That version of you is the version of you that is always in spirit in the blueprint realm, that gets to have fun choosing which frame to focus on, that then creates your linear experience of continuity and storytelling in your physical reality. In essence, you are aligning yourself with the higher version of you that is always in existence to be able to have an integrated experience of projecting your projection. So how can astral projection benefit us as humans? Before I share, I wish to say that I am an experiential learner. I'm not a researcher. My theme is largely as an experiencer. Any researching, any studying, any classes for me take place in masterclasses on board crafts, to which I mostly still have memory of. Not the entire class, but I can remember the theme around what it is that I'm learning and what it is that I am experiencing in order for me to then follow through with the experience in this physical reality. So I am self-taught in all of my abilities here this way. I can project myself upon a craft at will or into any location at will, but always when it is relevant. I have been active and efficient with astral projection since I was a child. Though it has only been within the last 18 months, I would say, through me choosing to follow my excitement and deepen my connection with Gaia, me having daily meditations of sitting outside with my tree, communicating with elemental beings, being in love with the earth and feeling the expression of such, that I received an invitation to actually start utilizing my astral projections a lot more consciously and a lot more at will, and to actually understand the process that I'm moving through so I can be of service to others in this way, rather than just the astral projection happening when I would go into a meditative state and not quite knowing when it was going to happen next. I chose to, with the invitation, to allow myself to be in that conscious seat of being the conscious creator of my reality when I was astral projecting. So with regards to my experiences with astral projecting. I'm going to share with you my experiences so that you can actually come along on the journey with me and actually feel the possibilities and what is available to you at any time. These experiences that I'm about to share with you are not unique to me, even though they may be my personal experiences, that they are experiences that are available to you very naturally. And I will explain how. But first of all, I chose to begin consciously astral projecting myself on Earth. It felt relevant for me to begin with Earth first, to have very strong foundations here in before I just went on board ships because it was fun. And given that I'm in the process of making a very large move overseas and I knew it was coming, I decided to start projecting myself to where I felt a huge heart resonance overseas, which is with in the forest where the sequoia trees and the redwoods are. So I would choose nightly to go into my process of, and nighttime, I wish to add, is a more heightened time when, yes, the veil is thinner and it doesn't need to be this way, but from my experiences, I find nighttime to be more effective with astral projection, but also each to their own. I would sit up and not lie down, and I would allow myself to go into my crystalline tetrahedron, which is an extension of your self, of your vehicle, of your creatorship. And I would use the crystalline tetrahedron to start transporting myself to the location that I was wishing. It's important to note when you are astral projecting that you are, it's important to feel the process and what you are moving through, that you begin to consciously raise your vibration. You really allow yourself to move into a very deep, relaxed state, which I will share more about, and feel the sensations that are happening. For me, when I am in my crystalline tetrahedron and I feel it very snug around my body where the apex of the pyramid, so to speak, is at the top of my head, I can actually feel the shifting in frequency. I can actually feel the blending of worlds that begins to happen when I'm in that process. And then with these experiences, I ended up deep in forest where there were redwoods and sequoia trees. I would see myself come out of my crystalline vehicle. And the first thing that's most important to do is actually to notice your surroundings. How does it actually feel to you? Is it nighttime? Is it daytime? What does it smell like? Is it cold? Is it warm? I would bend over and touch the earth where I was. I would pick up the earth and I would smell it. Be very aware of my surrounds. And this is a great tool to utilize to really anchor you in that reality, to immerse yourself in the experience that you're having. Remembering this is not an outer body, it's an inner body projection. So through this process that I was actually having of visiting the redwoods and sequoias, it was very shortly thereafter where I went on to come out of my crystalline vehicle, and I had a Sasquatch being that was standing in front of me, very large Sasquatch being, and I felt no fear at all. Quite the opposite, I felt an excitement and an immediate resonance with knowing who he was. He was very calm standing there in front of me. He allowed me to take the time to process, although I didn't need much processing time at all. I recognized his energy instantly. I felt as if I had known this being for eons. And energetically, I could see the shape of a labyrinth over his heart that was glowing. He has a spiral on his hand and very beautiful eyes that would change color and reflect to being green and his connection with nature. I went on many different journeyings with this Sasquatch being, and I soon discovered that he wasn't just somebody that I was closely connected with and that I'd known for eons, but in fact, this being was a direct counterpart of mine. and a direct counterpart, meaning that we are of the same oversoul. We both have our own souls, we both have our own higher selves, but we are of the same oversoul. If you're to look at it like a tree and the oversoul being right at the base of the tree, some of the main big branches at the bottom of the tree, the main big branches coming out are more direct counterparts. And as those branches start to thin and go up, right up to the top of the branches and the leaves, we experience other levels, other counterparts. So coming back to the Sasquatch being, he has, through this process of astral projection and remembering, a Sasquatch being is physical. So it was important for me to have a regular time each evening, or a window of time that I would go to meet with him. And he began to train me and teach me in plant medicine. He began to show me fire, how to create fire and their style of ceremony, and adding the herbs to the fire, invoking animal spirits through the smoke from the fire. He introduced me to other family members. He took me walking through a labyrinth that was created by his ancestors, that was enabling me to move deeper into my own heart space. I also actually noticed beautifully during my interactions with him, I started to see visions, and I'm a very visionary person. I started to see visions that of my, a younger version of myself, playing with him and communicating with him and talking with him. And I then remembered that I've always been in communication, in play, in visitation with this being, in contact with this being my entire life. The younger version of me has, it's just that this version of me has now just become very conscious of it. This being, by the way, who I go into vocal channeling states with him, and he comes through again when it's relevant, would sit with me at the base of a sequoia tree, and we would do meditations. And it was through my play and exploration with him in this way that we started to have a lot of contact with ships arriving above us within this portal of energy that I was co-creating with this Sasquatch being, by me spending so much time there, really anchoring my love to be in communication in this way, and choosing the frames within the astral projection. It really became quite a high concentration of energy, a vortex of energy, and ships started to arrive over. But even when they did, I wasn't interested in going on board straight away, because I knew it wasn't time, but they were just letting me know that that was the next stage that I was moving through consciously. There was one time where I was sitting at the base of this sequoia tree with him on one side of me, and then I had an upline counterpart. She's approximately about 700 years upline, present herself to me, and her name is Sequoia. She's upline on this earth, and she joined us in the meditation, and the three of us were sitting at the base of the tree, a lot of learning taking place, and we had these 13 pillars of light that showed up in a circle around us, and they spoke, as all a lot of the astral projection is telepathic, although it doesn't have to be, but it does strengthen your telepathic abilities. These pillars of light were representations from a council, Arcturian council, and they were there in observation of my process and what I was actually opening the door to, being a preparer in this way for other humans to have their own open contact experiences. I was really anchoring this vibration. And there was also teachings that they wished to share with me to accelerate my process that I was moving through. And they gifted me with a crystal skull. So I had that experience. I've had many interactions with beings within this forest environment that I was in, different beings. I had Mary Magdalene. I felt a very strong but gentle feminine presence, and I couldn't see her, but I followed, and Yani suggested I followed the frequency, and she was sitting out on this ledge of a rock overlooking the water. There was a body of water that met the forest, and I had some very special exchanges there with her. I had cetacean beings that would come and visit that were searing through the body of water at the forest. And these were the type of exchanges that were happening nightly. And when we have these types of experiences within the astral projection, even though it's a lot of fun, it's an adventure, it's a discovery, it's always in alignment with what is relevant for you and your own personal learning experience, always. So from there, very soon after, my experiences started to accelerate to where I was. I knew there was a shift coming and it was time for me to start to be aware of the process that I move through when I go aboard crafts, because as I said, I can transport myself there at will. And again, I use my crystalline tetrahedron. The one craft that I started visiting most frequently is one that was very familiar to me. When I am on board, I mostly know my way around. I know where I'm going. I know if I go to the left, where that's going to lead me. And at first, I was greeted by many different beings and my hybrid children when I arrived on this craft in a very conscious state of projecting myself there. But then I was also left to be for my next couple of visits to allow myself to sort of feel into the exploration and what I was feeling into what I was needing to experience. I soon discovered that this craft in itself was a craft that belonged to one of my Yael counterparts. And this craft in itself, rather than be within the Earth atmosphere preparing for open contact, that this craft is anchoring the hybrid frequency, the hybrid collective frequency within their reality, not ours, and also anchoring Gaia's preferred frequency, and that this was her role. She was a root and an anchor in this way. And this craft also felt like home for me. It did feel more at home than the home that I'd actually known here. From there, my experiences, I knew that I was moving through another deep transformational process that I was needing with this level of work that I was moving through to go deep into my underbelly and to look at some fears and some fragmented trauma that I had worked on previously, but I felt that there was still a level of resolve and integration that was needed. So by me accessing the astral projection state was allowing me to end the higher self. Very important that the higher self, remember, is there choosing the framework with you, for you, from you. You raise your frequency to go into a reality that is very conducive of the healing for you. A lot of the time it is set up as a simulated environment for you to actually be able to benefit from the most. So I'll give you an example of when I projected myself onto this craft, knowing I was in the process of deep transformation. And what surprised me is when I came out of my crystalline tetrahedron, the floor was glass that I was about to stand on. I could see blue sky, not a night sky. It was beautiful blue sky. And rather than seeing clouds in the sky, there were more so sort of wisps of light that I could see. It was a very, very serene, peaceful environment. And I even sort of touched the floor to make sure that I needed to feel a sense of it being solid before I sort of stepped out. And I hadn't been to this space before. And when I stepped out of it, almost instantly, I had this female being present herself to me. And I looked at her and I knew straight away that she was a hybrid child. And when I say hybrid child, she is now more a young adult than being a young child. And I looked at her and I felt again that deep heart resonance. And I went to speak to her. And as I went to speak to her, she communicated with me telepathically and she said, "Not now. There'll be time for that later. Follow me." And I also received clearly that her name was Nebula. So I followed her through a corridor on the craft, and we entered into a large circular room. And when I entered into the room, I could see on my right that there was sort of like an observation area of many different beings that were observing my process. And I felt very comfortable with that. I could feel that they were there to learn from my process just as much as what I was learning through them. So I was very happy with them being there. And then as I turned and looked to the left of the room, I could actually see that, again, I was within a simulation, and that she'd actually created an environment that had actually replicated the inside of a plane. Now, I have no fear of flying at all. I'm not afraid of flying at all, quite the opposite. But I do have some trauma around what happened to me being on a plane in this lifetime, an experience I had that was unrelated to flying, and also from many other timelines. So I've added all of those spices in the stew of this lifetime, so it's something that I can bring mastery around integrating this fear. So she had set up this environment and told me sort of where to take a seat, and she guided me through practices and questions and accessing different aspects of myself so that there could be a place of witnessing these fragmented aspects of myself, me observing and seeing the pain and the trauma that was there, for me to actually be the guiding light for these beings, to remind them that the experiences, whilst they feel very real, aren't any longer, and that whilst this separation feels very real, it's just simply an experience. And I was utilizing what I know in the light of my consciousness to actually educate these other aspects of myself. So these are processes that I know I have framework around that I utilize in my day-to-day life. But when I was in that simulated environment, in that higher density, under the guiding light of my higher self and my hybrid child, Nebula, this was a very deeply profound experience. Now, to this now, I'm still actually working with Nebula in many different simulation environments through astral projection. I had another experience fairly recently, actually, where I knew that I'd been doing so much of the deep dive transformational work that I felt as if my physical body, even right down to my blueprint, I needed a recalibration. I actually felt like I needed physical healing, but I didn't know what that was going to look like. But I could feel that invitation as I went into the astral projection. And this time I arrived on the craft and I could see a room in front of me that was sort of glowing. And that glow, and remembering that when a room presents to you in that way, that's the invitation. If a room isn't relevant for you to go into, it either won't present or you will almost walk straight past it and not notice it at all. And this room I went into was completely transparent. And again, I saw what looked like a very large version of my crystalline tetrahedron, except it had a cone base on it, so like being an upside down cone, or reflective of what a teepee would look like if it was crystalline in nature. It was clear quartz, crystalline, rainbow fractals all over the outside of it. And Nebula was there, and she invited me to lie down on what I would define as being a healing bed. But the healing bed in itself was crystalline and plasma in nature. It had, I could feel the consciousness of my higher self and that vibration coming from the bed that I was about to lie on. So it felt very welcomed, and I was excited to lie down on this bed. As I did, I also saw out of my peripheral vision, and I turned and looked at him, this being that was there, that was very light blue skin in nature. He had a very large head, larger head than the grave. And I could see that he was an expert in the field of genetics and blueprints and understanding the structure of the human makeup in ways that I don't understand. And I also knew not to engage with him. I knew that I needed to allow him to do what he was doing, and it wasn't relevant for me to engage with him. So as I laid down on this bed and I looked up, what I was looking up into was spectacular. It was like looking inside a very large diamond is the best, like up inside a diamond. It was brilliant. I felt very safe, very supported. And I would have moments within this experience of going from being on the bed and experiencing that to then the projection frame shifting to me lying in floating in a large body of water, feeling very relaxed floating and being surrounded by thousands of jasmine flowers that were floating on the surface of the water. This was my healing experience. And Nebula was beside me through this. And she, I have since discovered that she, my hybrid child, like I said, she's a young adult, that she, her specialty is open contact, but even more so, simulation experiences, that she actually grew up in a simulated environment. And rather than feeling sad about the fact that she grew up in that type of environment, that was her choice at a much higher level, so that she can create these very unique, very personal, very emotional simulation experiences for us to actually know more of ourselves, remembering that that's what any of this is all about. It's actually not the details that matter, though they're fun, they're exciting. It's not, the details don't really matter. What color skin she's got, what color eyes she has, where she's from even, doesn't really matter. What matters is what you do with the experience, what you do with the exchange and the information that is shared with you, for you, that's coming from you. The hybrids I know to be stick to the protocols that are in place through our soul agreements that we actually have with them. They're very focused on remaining with the protocols that are put in place and don't deter from that for a moment. My experiences went on to, I have been on very large Sasani ships, very large platform there. And when I was there, I actually saw a different type crystalline pyramid. And this time it was more smoky quartz and a less steel in nature. I was on a very large, what felt like a very large deck, but it was also inside the ship at the same time. But this was a very large crystalline structure that looked smoky quartz or a less steel. And I knew that this was an invitation for me to go further into my dark self. And our dark self is not really dark at all. So as I approached this pyramid, I also had these six different beings that were sort of like in a semicircle that were there waiting for me to arrive from my astral projection. I had Nebula was there. Another one of my hybrid children, his name is Ash. He is a young adult. He's a bit older than Nebula. And he specializes in the dark work and in the shadow work, in the cycle of transformation itself, hence the word ash and the actual ash itself, like rising, the phoenix that rises from the ashes. And he has more of a harder edge to him, but in a very healthy way. I also had Anna, my Yael counterpart, was there. I always see a reflection or almost a pillar of light that is a reflection of my higher self. And there was also a reptilian being that I felt was a counterpart of mine that was from Orion. And I knew that there was trauma that was related there, that I was going through an experience as I entered that pyramid and entering into this deep spiral, that I was supported by these beings that were overseeing my experience and supporting me on many different levels. I've been on Palladian ships through my astral projection, many encounters with Sirian beings, cetacean beings. there are really too many to mention. And what is most important here is that these experiences of astral projection, yes, they are fun, they're full of exploration, they're full of discovery, they are deeply healing. They are deeply transformative for you. It enables you to know yourself by seeing you in the reflective mirror of other counterparts of yours, to get to know other counterparts that are there, that present to you in the astral state, that are there to mentor you, that are there to guide you. I've gone into, through the astral state, into reality bubbles where there are masterclasses happening with all of my relevant counterparts that are going through similar processes to myself, and that we were all there pretty much taking the same class. So it is deeply healing, transformative. There is mentorship there for you to learn to work as a multi, learn to live and work as a multi-dimensional being. being in communication with these other aspects of you, where you share the same oversoul. I also communicate regularly with my future self to bridge that into my now moment, who is sometimes 2 years upline, sometimes 5 years upline, in order for her to assist me with what I may be moving through. And it's about bridging with her consciousness, having these open lines of communication with her. And she shows herself to me mostly on Bordercraft, is where we have this room, this regular room where we seem to meet up in. And it is about, there is a part of her consciousness that stays with me, this future self that is me, that is always with me, but I consciously become aware with it and I bring it in back into this reality with me and start to lean more into that vibration of living the ways that she is living. So these, it is important to note also that when you're meeting your hybrid children, that hybrid children are of many different ages, that hybrid children from the age of about approximately about 13 begin to move into classes so that they are actually learning specialized roles. So if somebody is training to be, a hybrid child is training to be an open contact specialist, at about the age of 13, they'll begin their training in this role. And they are a lot more advanced than you would say mature to be able to do so at what we would consider to still be a young or a tender age, at the age of 13. This strengthens your ability to have more of a clearer communication also with your higher self, who is at the gateway of all of this. None of this that is happening is just by chance, or it's not just from your imagination, but you learn to work in closer relationship with your higher self. For me personally, I taught myself how to consciously channel my higher self really since I was a child, but I have been practicing it actively with clients and channeling the higher self of others for about 12 years with clients. I have an ability, a gift, that when I connect with another human, I can see their higher self. It's been there since I was a child. So our galactic families, especially the Yagel, but not limited to the Yagel, it's for all of our galactic families, utilize the method of astral projection in a slightly more reformed way, given that they're in a higher density, to project themselves into our world, into your awareness, and to communicate with our races when they are not making physical contact. It is how they actually communicate with all the different versions of themselves, different timelines, different counterparts with their higher self. They utilize the form of astral projection as a way of being, because it is remembering that the structure of our being is to project. This is how your higher self communicates with you, being the projection state itself. Remembering we are always in the projection state. We are now becoming more conscious of such and how to shift the frames. Most importantly, astral projection benefits you in knowing thyself, your multidimensional self, and living a life this way in communication more clearly and consciously with your higher self, with the oversoul. I had a phenomenal experience of connecting and seeing through the astral projection. I didn't know who she was at first, my oversoul. And she chose to present herself to me as a female. No, she's not limited to that. And she chose to take a form that was representative of many different counterparts of mine that was relevant for what I was actually needing. It was a phenomenal experience. Maybe I can talk more about that one at another time. Your parallel timelines, to be able to realize that you can access them at any time, at will, and again, if it's relevant for you through the astral projection. For me, if I'm feeling a call that's coming from the Amazon, for example, and the plant medicine that's there, and feeling the spirit of the jaguar and the beat of that land calling me, even though I always feel a deep resonance with it, if it comes up in my awareness, I am actually understanding that as being an invitation for me to needing to connect with the medicine that's there, to connect with a relevant counterpart that'll be there, that's sending me that pulse of excitement, of desire, of passion, to be able to, all of a sudden I feel excited about it. So I then go into that astral projection state at that night and allow myself, through the process of visualization, through the process of utilizing your imagination, which I will come back to connect and land myself within a frame where I'm actually meeting a version of myself, although she has her own identity, she has her own higher self, she has her own soul, but we are of the same oversoul, and communicate with her and discover the relevance of the invitation and why I'm there, to feel the land and communicate with the animals. It's just truly a very beautiful process that remembering is available to each and every one of us. I'm just sending and showing you the reflective mirror of the possibilities. So you use astral projection also with upline to future counterparts on Earth, direct counterparts from alternate races, and remembering Gaia in our natural world. You can utilize the astral projection if you are outside on the Earth also to connect more deeply with Gaia, to allow yourself to land somewhere within the heart of her being, to communicate with elemental beings, with the nature spirits, with the mineral kingdom, with animal spirits. It really allows you, astral projection, to open the door and become more conscious of your power. You're not giving your power to any other being. It is you choosing to utilize your power, full self, in this way, to live in a multidimensional way. We know we are of this, but this is just extending the invitation to live this way. So some very useful tips for astral projecting is that know your intentions before beginning your astral projection. Where is your mindset at before you begin? What are you hoping to achieve? Where would you like to actually go first when you are choosing to astral project? Remembering it is an inner body experience, not an outer body experience. Remember that our soul, that our consciousness is not in our body. Our body is being projected from our consciousness. So know your intentions before you begin, and your mindset and where you are. If there are fears, they will arise, and you can learn to be excited when they arise, as you have an opportunity to release what isn't the truth of your being. What is the story, the programming, the negative belief that I'm buying into in this now? As Bashar says so eloquently, what do I believe to be true, to be feeling the way I'm feeling in this now moment, as I'm about to experience or feel the shift in my vibration to go into that astral projection? See the fear as an invitation for you to know what is your truth and what isn't your truth that you've been giving your power away to. That is a very important part of the process. The fears will arise, but they arise perfectly orchestrated by your higher self. And in the astral projection environment, they arise in a way that is more, I find it less harsh there when you were addressing your fears that come up. There seems to be you're in a higher vibrational state, you're conscious, you're aware, and therefore you're able to observe the fears more and feel less of the emotional entanglement that we could otherwise feel when we are here on Earth and feeling overwhelmed by what may come up. Finding your place of stillness and relaxation, utilizing the breath, and what I would highly recommend is gamma breathing. You can look that up, you can research what the gamma breathing is. For me, when I'm gamma breathing, it is breathing into my whole body, the entire body, knowing that I'm breathing through the pores of my skin, I'm breathing into the cells of my being. And I'm also, whilst I'm breathing into deep into my belly, into my diaphragm, at the same time, I'm feeling myself breathing in through the back of my throat. At the back of my throat, you can feel the air that is there. I start to see geometry take shape and form, sacred geometry here, when I really allow myself to do the deep breathing, gamma breathing. So I really recommend that. It's very useful. Play with raising your vibration consciously. The best place to start is within the heart space. The heart is your anchor through this journey. I see it as being the anchor, full stop, but through this, and each to their own, but through this process, the heart is where you actually start. So to play with raising your vibration here, utilizing the gamma breathing. And for me, I like to utilize the infinity symbol. For me, that is something that has always shown itself to me since I was a child. When I'm connecting with another being, I see the infinity symbol. So I actually utilize that through the heart and actually feel the infinity symbol moving through. It helps me move into a deeper relaxation state, and it's where I begin to consciously raise my vibration. And I start to see that infinity symbol then that is moving up through this crystalline tetrahedron that is there. But again, to find a shape or form that resonates with you, or you may not need one at all, I find that it really amplifies your frequency. But to find a symbol, if you're needing a symbol, and again, the gamma breathing is key. What does astral projection feel like? Well, that's very important for each person to uniquely experience on their own. Each of us will have our own individual perfect experience of what astral projection feels like. It doesn't feel out of body. There can be at times feeling a little bit of that, a little bit of the acceleration, but it doesn't really feel like an out of body. I'm lifting up and out of my body. And for you, the more you become aware of the mechanics of an astral projection and understanding it's not an out-of-body experience, helps you enjoy more the process and not be worried about if I'm coming out of my body or not. So to notice and become aware of the sensations and the blending of worlds, you will actually start to notice the difference between when you were sitting here on your bed and you start to feel your frequency shift and the blending of worlds. Through your visualization, you may begin to see different environments. You may start to see the Earth's atmosphere. You may start to see the top of a forest. You may start to see the outline or the scope of a craft. As you do so, you begin to strengthen your muscles that are naturally there to fine-tune to the subtleties of the astral world. They are subtle, but we learn to actually listen and become very fine-tuned to those subtleties. Begin within nature and project yourself to a location you prefer on Earth. Play here first. Play with nature first is what I highly, highly recommend. Even though I was very seasoned upon going upon crafts, Earth is where we actually begin. And when we begin with Earth, we can actually see that the open contact that we are looking for with these extra dimensional beings is reflected to us through Earth all the time, and they will come to visit you first on Earth in your astral projections before you actually go on board craft. Feel your environment and ask yourself what it feels like. Smell, touch, feel, notice the senses of your environment. Remember, because your higher self is choosing the framework, you're always going to be projected to a place that is relevant for you, something that really resonates with you. I've had nothing but beautiful, expansive experiences here, truly. Remembering this type of practice does require a regular daily ritual, which will activate new neural pathways within yourself. You may also begin to feel a sensation of a knocking around a certain time of day once you start to do it regularly, which is your higher self and your guidance team of saying, we're ready for you. You may start to feel a sensation, a warmth, a tingling, a light pressure on the top of your skull. And that's their way of consciously knowing that you are conscious now of the astral projection state and how to access them, sending you that vibrational pulse to say, we are ready when you're ready. There's been at times where I've said, no, I'm running late. I'm still cooking dinner. I'll be there in half an hour. And other times I can put down my water and go straight upstairs and do what I'm actually needing to do. But they start to communicate with you in ways to say, we're here, we're ready, are you? And you can also say, well, no, you have the free will, and in each moment you can choose not tonight, but I'm too tired, but tomorrow night I'll be there. Remembering when dealing with many of the hybrid races, the hybrid children, the Palladians in particular, the Greys, they are also physical beings that you're communicating with. So it's best to set up a regular time or a regular window of contact if you're wishing to communicate with them. Remembering it's not about the details, what you see or hear. I am wrapping up, Sheila. I've just got a couple more minutes. It's not what you see or hear during your explorations, but what you choose to do with it that matters. Your consciousness creates matter. Knowing a little bit more about the structure of astral projection, you can thus use your imagination to spin the storyline in any direction that you wish, any direction that excites you, and remembering that excitement comes by the unconditional directive of your higher self. You will always and quickly come back to this projection of your body that may be sitting upon the bed or wherever you are placed. You are not out of body and you will always perfectly find your way back. There is no way that you can be lost in any shape or form because you are always experiencing both. You're having the experience of being the human sitting on the bed, and you're also having the experience, a dual consciousness of having the experience of the astral projection. Remembering most importantly that all of this is natural to you as a human. These markers may have been turned off, and for many have been, but you have the innate ability to bring your world, your astral world, consciously online. And this is truly how our extraterrestrial family, including our Gaia and the and her natural world, communicate with one another is through the astral. So if there are any questions, I thank you so much for taking the time to listen and be so present through my process and sharing.
That was amazing. And I'm sure people will want to get in touch with you. Can you provide your contact information? And I know we're also going to be going live on YouTube here in just a few moments. So Neil, let me know when we need to move into that process.
Yeah, thank you so much, Melanie. That was beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. And just quickly, thenativeheart.org is my website. On Facebook and Instagram, I'm The Native Heart.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for being here with us. And I look forward to connecting with you very, very soon.
Yes, indeed.
You're in Australia, right, Melanie? You're in Australia?
I am in this now, but not for too much longer, for a few more months. And I'm moving to... I will be landing somewhere between Northern California and Vancouver. Let's just say
great.
That much. And that's happening in the next couple of months. Yeah.
Great. I hope
yes.
That's good. Thank you. All right.
Thank you.